Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3, verse 4.
格罗西书三章第四节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 4.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Verse 4, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
在这里保罗说主耶稣基督是我们的生命。
Here it says that Christ is our life.
为什么主耶稣基督是我们的生命呢？
Why is Christ our life?
那主耶稣基督他如何成为我们的生命？
And how can Christ become our life?
因为主耶稣基督他就是我们的救赎主。
Christ is our life because he is our redeemer.
所以他是我们的生命。
And because of this, he is our life.
那他如何成为我们的生命呢？
How does he become our life?
请看使徒行传十一章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 11.
使徒行传十一章第一节。
Acts chapter 11 verse 1.
第一节，使徒在犹太的众弟兄听说外邦人也领受了神的道。
Now the apostles and brethren who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles also received the word of God.
这里说有一些非犹太人，他们领受了神的道。
Here it says that the Gentiles had also received the word of God.
这里不是说听见了神的道，是领受了神的道。
It does not say they heard the word of God, they had received the word of God.
所以不但是听，而且要能够具体的去领受。
So not only must we hear the word, we must receive it.
那到底他们领受了什么？
So what did they receive?
请看使徒行传十一章十八节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 11 verse 18.
十八节，众人听见这话就不言语了，只归荣耀以神，说这样看来，神也施恩给外邦人，叫他们悔改得生命了。
Verse 18, when they had heard these things, they became silent and they glorified God, saying, then God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance to life.
这里说他们悔改，然后得着生命。
Here it says that they had received repentance to life.
所以这个道，这个神的道不但听，而且是领，不但听见神的道，而且领受神的道。
So the word of God is not only heard, but it is also received.
那领受神的道，也就是十八节所说的得着生命。
And to receive the word of God is, as it says in verse 18, to receive life.
那所谓神的道呢，就是主耶稣他给我们的这个救恩。
And the word of God is the salvation that Jesus Christ has given us.
这个跟生病有关系。
And it is related to our life.
我们再看十章，使徒行传十章四十六节。
Let's turn to Acts 10:46.
四十六节，因为听见他们说方言，称赞神为大。
For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God.
四十七节，于是彼得说，这些人既受了圣灵，与我们一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？
47, can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?
四十八节，就吩咐奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗，他们又请彼得住了几天。
48, and commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord, then they asked him to stay a few days.
所以这个都在描写同一个事件。
And so these are all showing the same experience.
这些人领受了神的道。
All of these people had received the word of God.
所以他们领受了生命。
And so they had received life.
那他们领受了圣灵，他们领受了洗礼。
And so they received the Holy Spirit and they received baptism.
所以基督是我们的生命。
And so Jesus Christ is our life.
当我们在听道理领受救恩的时候，也等于是在领受生命。
When we listen to the word of God, we are also receiving life.
所以保罗说，基督是我们的生命。
Because of this, Paul says Christ is our life.
因为哥罗西书保罗是写给已经信主的人。
Because the book of Colossians was written to people who had already believed in Christ.
那我们知道，当我们一个家庭，他得到了一个小孩。
And we know when a family gives birth to a child.
那这是带给家庭一件非常喜乐的事情。
This is a very joyful experience.
我们会感谢神，我们感谢神的祝福。
We would thank God and thank him for his blessings.
因为神给这个家庭添了一个新的生命。
Because they have given this family a new life.
那生命是从神来的。
And this life is from God.
再来做父母亲的呢，他就有责任来好好的来这个经营神所赐的这个产业，这个新的生命。
And after this, the parents have the responsibility to take care of this inheritance that God has given them.
哦，让这让人欢喜宝贵的生命啊，它能够维持而且成长。
To take hold of this precious life and keep it and let it grow.
哦，所以当保罗说基督是我们的生命。
So when Paul says that Christ is our life.
一方面我们感谢主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督的救恩，因他的救恩，我们得着生命。
On the one hand, we thank God for salvation because through his salvation we have received life.
哦，因为这个生命跟将来的这个复活改变有关系。
Because this life is related to the change and the resurrection in the future.
哦，因为主耶稣再来的时候，保罗说，我们也要在他的荣耀里头。
Because God, Paul, or when God comes again, we will be in his glory.
哦，因为我们。因为基督是我们的生命。
Because Christ is our life.
啊，因为在救恩的这一条道路上面，我们领受了生命。
Because on this path to salvation, we have received life.
哦，但是我们不是这样子而已。
But this is not only it.
哦，不是，就好像一个家庭，不是有一个新生儿降生了，很欢喜，就这样子而已。
Just as when a family gives birth to a child, that's not the end of it.
啊，父母亲一定会开始对这个小孩有很多的照顾，很多的爱，很多的计划。
The parents must have many plans, much love for this child.
哦，所以今天我们领受了生命之后，我们要努力的来维持这个生命。
So after we have received this life, we must put in effort to maintain this life.
啊，不但维持这个生命，而且要让这个生命成长。
Not only to maintain it, but also to let it grow.
我们请看哥罗西书三章第二节。
Turn to Colossians chapter 3 verse 2.
哥罗西书三章第二节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 2.
第二节，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth.
既然我们拥有啊，既然主耶稣基督成为我们的生命。
Since Christ has become our life.
啊，我们就不是只是专注于在地上的事情。
We should not keep our minds on things of the earth.
啊，我们要渐渐的花更多的时间、力量、精神在上面的事。
We must gradually spend more time and energy on the things above.
哦，因为领受这个生命的目的，就是要让我们将来承受天上的产业。
Because the purpose of receiving this life is so that we may have the eternal inheritance in the future.
哦，我们有地上的生命，所以我们享有地上的这一切。
We have life on earth, and so we want to have many things of the earth.
哦，同样的，我们要拥有将来那更美好的，所以我们必须要有天上的生命。
And in the same way, in order to have the same, the eternal things of heaven, we must work.
啊，照着神的恩惠，借着我们父母亲，我们拥有地上的生命。
Through the grace of God, we have life on this earth through our parents.
哦，同样的，照着神的恩惠，借着主耶稣基督，我们拥有天上的生命。
And through the grace of God and through Jesus Christ, we have life in heaven.
我们都很努力的来经营地上的生命。
We all work hard for our life on the earth.
哦，那我们更应该努力的来经营天上的生命。
And so we should work harder for our life, our eternal life.
哦，那什么叫做要思念？上面的事。
And so, what does it mean to set our mind on things above?
哦，既然基督是我们的生命，我们要渐渐转移我们生活的中心。
Since Christ is our life, we must change the center of our life.
哦，基督要成为我们生活的中心。
Christ must be the center of our life.
哦，基督要成为我们的盼望。
Christ must become our hope.
哦，基督要成为我们的力量。
Christ must become our strength.
啊，这一节的祷告会，我跟大家来谈，我们要信靠主耶稣基督。
In this prayer session, I would like to talk about how we must trust in Christ.
哦，这样子我们才能够表现出基督是我的生命。
And this way, we will be able to show that Christ is our life.
这样我们才能够表现出我们的生命是维持着，而且在成长。
In this way, we will show that we have maintained this life and are continuing to grow.
啊，这也是我们在地上的。在地上能够拥有一个美好的生活。
And in this way, we may have a wonderful life on earth.
哦，这个基督是我们的生命，不是只关乎将来，也关乎现在。
For Christ to be our life, it does not only relate to our life, our future inheritance, but also to life today.
啊，就是我们能够过着一个信靠的生活。
And it is to live a life where we trust in Christ.
请看马太福音十一章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 28。
烦劳苦挑重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
什么叫做相信跟依靠？
What does it mean to believe and to trust?
就是来到主耶稣的面前。
It is to come to Christ.
我们在现实的生活里头有很多的劳苦，有很多的重担。
In our life on the earth, we have many troubles and many heavy burdens.
主耶稣爱我们。
Jesus loves us.
他不但爱我们的将来能够承受永生。
He does not love us only so that we can have eternal life.
他也爱我们现在，他希望我们能够拥有一个更平安、更喜乐的生活。
But he loves us to the point that we can have peace on life in life today.
我们的劳苦、我们的重担，大大的伤害了我们应该有的平安喜乐的生活。
All the burdens that we have harm us and prevent us from having a peaceful life.
所以主耶稣说到我这里来。
So Jesus says, "Come to me."
主耶稣说我要让你得安息。
He says, "I will give you rest."
那来到主耶稣的面前，那再来要怎么做？
So how do we come to Christ?
既然我们来到了主耶稣面前
，Sorry, since we have come to Christ.
请看。
What should we do?
二十九节。
Let's look at verse 29.
主耶稣说：“我心里柔和谦卑，你们当护我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们就必得享安息。”
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. You will find rest for your souls.
如果我们仔细的想这一个经节
，If we contemplate on this verse,
主耶稣就是来告诉我们，我们来做一个交换。
Jesus tells us, let's make an exchange.
我们有劳苦，我们有重担。
We have burdens and we are heavy laden.
我们交给主耶稣。
When we give our yoke to him.
那主耶稣说，你来护我的轭。
And he says we will take his yoke.
意思就是说，主耶稣要跟我们做交换。
So Jesus will make an exchange with us.
主耶稣说，护我的轭，学我的样式。
He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
三十节。
Verse 30.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
我们相信他，来到他面前，来跟他做个交换。
We believe in him and come to his presence and make this exchange.
那到底交换些什么？
And so what do we exchange?
什么是我们的劳苦？什么是我们的重担？
What are our burdens and what is our yoke?
请看以赛亚书四十一章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 41.
以赛亚书四十一章第十节。
Isaiah 41 verse 10.
旧约圣经八百五十一页，以赛亚书四十一章第十节。
Isaiah 41 verse 10.
你们不要害怕，因为我与你同在；不要惊惶，因为我是你的神，我必坚固你，我必帮助你。我必用公义的右手扶持你。
Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
这里就告诉我们交换的内容。
Here it tells us the content of our exchange.
这里主耶稣说，神说，你不要害怕，因为我跟你同在。
God says here, fear not, for I am with you.
这个同在就是一种团契。
This abidance is like a fellowship.
当我们说团契的时候，就是大家应该在一起。
When we say fellowship, everyone should be together.
神说他要跟我们同在，他要跟我们团契。
God says he will be with us, he will have fellowship with us.
他的同在要换我们的害怕。
His abidance will be exchanged with our fear.
我们怕什么？
What do we fear?
我们怕死。
We fear death.
我们怕失败。
We fear failure.
我们怕没有安全。
We fear the lack of safety.
我们怕那个没有办法掌握未知的这个将来。
We fear the future.
主耶稣说将这些害怕交给我。
He says, give me your fears.
那我跟你同在。
And I will be with you.
所以你不要害怕。
So do not fear.
我们既然来了，我们要这样来相信，这样来依靠。
And since we have come here today, we should have this faith.
这里神说，你不要惊慌。
God says, do not be dismayed.Be not dismayed.
这个英文的翻译有一点，为什么我们会惊慌？因为我们对事情不了解，我们觉得困惑。
We are dismayed because we don't understand things and we feel confused.
那因为我们不了解，所以有时候让我们觉得很沮丧。
And because we don't understand things, then we feel dismayed.
啊，真的，有些事情发生了，我们说为什么是我？
Sometimes when things happen to us, we wonder why me.
哦，事情发生了，我们说为什么是现在发生？
Why is it now?
这个让我们觉得很困惑。
And this makes us feel very dismayed.
我们想不通，所以我们觉得很沮丧。
And we can't understand it, so we become very dismayed.
啊，这里主耶稣神说，你不要惊慌。
So God here says, do not be dismayed.
因为我是你的神。
Because I am your God.
虽然你不明白，但是我是掌控一切的。
Even though you understand, even if you don't understand, I am in control of everything.
无论什么事情发生，我们还是属于他。
Whatever happens, we are still of God.
啊，这个应该带给我们最大的安慰。
And this should give us the greatest comfort.
哦，所以我们将我们的困惑来交给主耶稣。
So we give God all of our confusion.
好，我们来领受他要给我们的安慰。
And we receive his comfort.
啊，有一个弟兄为了他太太流泪，迫切祷告。
There was a brother who prayed for his wife fervently and with tears.
哦，他在想，主耶稣，你好像没有听我祷告。
And he felt God is not listening to my prayers.
为什么这个事情会发生在我们家里？
Why is this happening to my family?
为什么我太太变得更严重？
Why is my wife becoming more severe?
啊，但是主耶稣告诉他，我爱你的太太比你更深。
But Jesus told him, I love your wife more than you love her.
无论发生什么事情，你们都是属于我。
Whatever happens, you are of me.
哦，在祷告当中，这个弟兄他有这样的一个认识。
And in this prayer, This brother had this understanding.
所以他能够将他的困惑来交给主耶稣。
And because of this, he was able to give all his confusion to Christ.
他来得着了从主耶稣来的安慰。
And in return, he received the comfort from God.
在我们生活当中充满着很多的软弱。
In our lives, we have many weaknesses.
啊，这里神说我要坚固你。
Here God says that I will strengthen you.
哦，主耶稣基督是我们的生命。
Jesus Christ is our life.
哦，所以主耶稣基督就是我们的力量。
And because of this, He is our strength.
啊，将我们的软弱交给他。
If we give Him our weaknesses,
哦，我们来领受他所给我们的力量。
We will receive His strength.
啊，有时候我们觉得很无助。
Sometimes we feel lacking.
那 hopeless.
Hopeless.
Helpless.
Helpless.
好像很多的亲戚朋友。
Like many friends and families.
但是真的有事情的时候，不晓得要去找谁帮忙。
We seem like we have many friends and we have family members, but when something bad happens to us, we don't know who to turn to.
啊，有时候甚至觉得说，怎么这些人都到哪里去了？
And we may wonder where did all these people go.
啊，真的有时候我们是这么的无助。
And sometimes we really are hopeless.
啊，但是这里主耶神说，我必帮助你。
But God says here He says I will help you.
将我们的无助来交给他。
We give Him our hopelessness.
好，我们来领受他给我们随时的帮助。
And we'll receive His help.
哦，相信他，依靠他。
If we believe in Him and trust in Him.
啊，在现实的生活里头，更是让我们常常遇到不公义的事情。
In our lives on this earth, we often experience injustice.
啊，很多的苦我们都可以忍受。
There are many things that we are able to bear.
有一件我们很难忍受的就是不公平、不公义。
But injustice is very difficult to bear.
但是偏偏这个现实的社会里头又到处充满着不公平、不公义。
But the world is full of injustice.
啊，所以我们将这个不满、将这个愤恨来交给主耶稣。
So we can give Christ this discontentment with the world.
这里神说，我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
He says, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
我们相信神最后一定会把公义还给我们。
We believe that Christ will return justice to us.
我们相信，无论在多么的不公平、不公义，他仍然掌控一切。
We believe that in this world of unrighteousness and injustice, God still controls everything.
哦，所以为什么我们可以信靠他？
So why can we trust him?
哦，因为这是他的应许。
Because this is his promise.
因为这是所有的古圣徒的体验。
Because this is the experience of all the ancient saints.
相信这也是我们曾经有过的体验。
And I believe this is an experience we may have all had before.
但是我们人都很容易健忘。
But we are forgetful.
啊，所以我们需要这样子，大家再一次的来复习一下，再回顾一下。
And because of this, we must review this.
当我们来到他的面前，当我们相信他，
when we come to the presence of God and believe in him,
他真的成为我们的生命，成为我们的依靠。
He truly becomes our life and becomes our strength.
上一堂课我们提到这个信心的长进。
In the past session, we talked about growth in faith.
信心好像是在里头的，看不见的。
It seems as though faith is inside and unseeable.
但是事实上，信心是可以表达出来的。
But faith is something that can be manifested outwardly.
好，我们来看主耶稣要我们在哪些事情上面来表达出我们的信心。
And let's look at the ways that Christ wants us to show our faith.
我们很努力的要这个加添我们的信心。
We must diligently try to let our faith grow.
那怎么做呢？
And how do we increase our faith?
底下我提供一些项目给我们，朝这几个项目来做，我们的信心就在增长。
I will suggest some goals, and if we meet these goals, then our faith will grow.
简单的讲，就是常常对主耶稣回应说是。
Simply spoken, we should constantly say yes as a response to God.
请看马太福音第九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音九章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 28。
二十八节，耶稣进了房子，瞎子就来到他跟前。耶稣说：“你信我能做这事吗？”他们说：“主啊，我们信。”
28. When he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord."
主耶稣刻意的问他们：“你们相信我能做这个事吗？”
Jesus asked him, "Do you believe that I'm able to do this?"
这个瞎眼的人，他来到主耶稣面前，他相信。
The blind man came to the presence of God. They believed in him.
他愿意依靠。
They were willing to trust in God.
他想要用他的肉体的软弱来换主耶稣的主耶稣的刚强跟帮助。
They wanted to give Christ their weaknesses in exchange for his abidance.
所以他们的回答是：是的，主啊，我们信。
And so they said to him, "Yes, Lord, we believe."
所以我们对主耶稣的能力，我们回答说是。
So we, in response to Christ's strength, we should say yes.
再请看马太福音十一章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章二十六节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 26.
主耶稣说：“父啊，是的。”因为你的美意本是如此。
26. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in your sight.
我们常常很努力的来认识、了解神的旨意。
Sometimes or often we try hard to understand the will of God.
当我们明白了神的旨意
，Once we understand the will of God,
我们要有信心的回答说，像主耶稣这里。中文圣经说：“父啊，是的。”
Once we understand the will of God, we should, as the Chinese Bible replies, or Chinese Bible says, reply to God saying, "Yes, Lord."
这就是信心。
This is faith.
这是信心的表现。
And this is the manifestation of faith.
很多时候我们是很努力的要去明白神的旨意。
Oftentimes we really try hard to understand the will of God.
但是我们明白之后
，But after we understand it,
我们常常不是回答是的，我们常常是有很多的问号。
We don't often reply to God saying, "Oh yes, Lord, I will obey this," but we have many questions instead.
所以我们并没有真正的依靠。
And because of this, we are not truly trusting in God.
所以信心的长进就是对神的旨意说是。
So growth in the faith is to grow in the faith. We must say yes to the Lord.
就好像主耶稣在客西马尼园对着十字架说是。
Just as when Jesus Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said yes to the cross.
这是神你要我承担的。天父，你要我承担的，我就说是，照你的旨意成全。
This is the burden that you want me to bear, and I will say yes to this burden.
所以我们看到这个一个最丑陋的一件事情，却完成了一个最伟大的事情。
And so, in this very difficult task, a great feat was made done.
所以信心真的会。改变很多的事情。
So faith can change many things.
再请看马太福音十五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 15.
马太福音十五章二十七节。
Matthew chapter 15 verse 27.
27节，妇人说：“主啊，不错，但是狗也吃他主人桌子上掉下来的碎渣儿。”
27, she said, "Yes, Lord, even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table."
啊，我们常常说这位迦南的妇人是一个有信心的妇女。
We often say that this Canaanite woman had faith.
你看她的表现就说是啊。
Her response to Christ was yes.
对主耶稣给我们的试验试炼，我们要说是。
We should say yes to the trials and tribulations that God gives us.
当我们做了一些反省，
When we reflect,
就像昨天下午那谢弟兄的见证，
Just as in the testimony yesterday by Brother Xie,
我们的试炼大概会有 两个原因。
Trials and tribulations are usually from two reasons.
可能是我们的过患，
Perhaps because of our sin.
另外一个，神要让我们更好。
Or that God wants to refine us.
不是95%的金而已，要我们是99.999%的平的纯金。
God doesn't want us to only be 95% pure gold. He wants us to be 99.999% pure gold.
所以什么叫信心？
So what is faith?
对神的试验，试炼说是。
It's to say yes to all the trials and tests that God gives us.
这就是为什么我们说这个迦南的妇女她是有信心的。
And this is why we say that this Canaanite woman had faith.
这是她信心的表现。
This was the manifestation of her faith.
信心好像看不见，但是她可以表达出来。
It seems as though faith cannot be seen, but she manifested her faith.
如果我们说我要加添我的信心，
If we say we want to increase our faith,
那在哪些事情我们需要表现出来呢？
In what ways should we show our faith?
再请看哥林多后书第一章。
Let's look at Second Corinthians chapter one.
哥林多后书第一章二十节。
Second Corinthians chapter one verse 20.
请念。
For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him amen to the glory of God through us.
这里说对神的应许，我们都要说阿们。
So we should say yes, amen to all the promises of God.
这圣经里头充满着神对我们的应许。
The Bible is full of promises by God.
那什么是信心？
And what is faith?
对神的应许，我们说是的。
It is to say yes to all the promises of God.
只要这是神给我的应许。
As long as it is a promise by God.
我们就把它抓住。
We hold on to it.
我们就相信，在最好的时候，神一定会将这个应许应验在我们身上。
We believe that God will manifest this promise in our lives.
所以保罗他就是这样的一个人。
And so Paul was this kind of person.
什么是信心？
What is faith?
在什么事情上面我们可以表现出我们的信心？
How do we manifest our faith?
请看约翰福音二十一章。
So look at John chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章十五节。
John chapter 21 verse 15.
请念。
So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? He said to them, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Feed my lambs.
16节。
16. He said to him again a second time, Simon son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my sheep.
这里我们看到彼得对主耶稣的回答说是的。
Here Peter replied, Jesus, Yes, Lord.
对主耶稣的要求。我们说是的。
To the request of Jesus Christ, we should say yes.
这里主耶稣要彼得，他要看顾要牧养主的羊。
Jesus wanted Peter to feed and tend his sheep.
这是主耶稣对他的，对他的，对彼得的要求。
This was the request of Jesus Christ.
这是彼得表达他信心的时候。
And this was when Peter showed his faith.
彼得对主耶稣的要求说是的。
Peter said yes to the requests of God.
我们常常求主耶稣加添我们的信心。
We often ask God to increase our faith.
但是我们可能常常对主耶稣的要求有保留。
But we may have hesitations for the requests of God.
所以我们总是在信心的长进上面还在那边挣扎。
And so we are unable to grow in faith because of this conflict.
所以对主耶稣的要求，我们说是的。
So we should say yes to the requests of God.
再看启示录二十二章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 22.
启示录二十二章二十节。
Revelation 22 verse 20.
证明这事的说是了，我必快来。阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He who testifies to these things says, Surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
这个约翰也是对主耶稣说是的。
Here John says yes to Jesus Christ.
啊，主耶稣说我必快来。
Jesus said, "Surely I'm coming quickly."
这个约翰说阿门，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
John said, "Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, I'm willing."
啊，有时候我们会互相提醒说，如果主耶稣明天来，我们准备好了吗？
We often mutually ask ourselves, if Jesus comes tomorrow, are we ready?
好，我们很努力的在追求信心的长进。
We diligently seek for our faith to grow.
啊，但是实际上我们有没有在为耶稣的再来来渴慕来准备呢？
But are we prepared and are we thirsting after the second coming of Jesus Christ?
哦，信心的长进难道这么的模糊吗？
Is our faith so muddled?
啊，就是说很不清楚吗？
So unclear?
哦，其实如果我们仔细的读圣经，它是很清楚的。
If we read the Bible, it is very clear.
哦，希望我们一起不要，还是在这个信心的这个长进，在那边绕圈子，啊，在那边绕不出来。
I hope that we will not in our faith just be running in circles and not be able to run out of these circles.
哦，圣经给我们其实是很清楚的指示，你如何来行出你的信心，增进我们的信心。
Bible actually clearly shows us how to increase our faith.
我想不只是这些，我举的这些例子，有很多的例子，如何对神说是。
I'm sure there are many other reasons or ways that we can say yes to Jesus Christ.
那为什么我们要有祷告会？
So why do we have prayer sessions?
啊，我想其中的一个目的啊，就是要让我们真的在信心上面来长进，来得到造就。
I think it's to really truly be able to grow in faith.
所以我们在祷告当中啊，我们求神啊来坚固我们。
So in our prayers, we ask God to strengthen us.
哦，我们要对这些，对我们刚才所说的这些，能够回答是。
We should be able to say yes to all the requests of Christ.
那我们必须是站在磐石上。
And to be able to stand on the solid rock.
哦，就是我们是站在神的道理上面。
To stand on the word of Christ.
哦，我们是站在主耶稣基督的这个磐石上。
To stand on the solid rock of Jesus Christ.
哦，我们呢要回答是。我们必须有看见。
To say yes, we must be able to see.
哦，所以借着祷告，让我们看见。
And we are able to see through prayer.
哦，我们说仰望主耶稣基督。
We often say to look upon Jesus.
哦，不但只是读圣经，也是从祷告里头来看见。
And this is not only through reading the Bible, but also through prayer, where we can see Christ.
哦，我们常常说，让我们能够听见。
We often say we should hear.
哦，不只是用这个耳朵听见，要用心里的耳朵来听见。
We do not only listen with our physical ears, but also with the ears of our heart.
哦，常常就是在祷告当中，这个心里的耳朵听见了。
And often in our prayers, our ears of our hearts are opened.
哦，我们常常说要抓紧主耶稣。
We often say we must grasp hold of Jesus.
哦，在什么时候能够抓住呢
？When can we grasp hold of him？
哦，常常是在祷告里头，让我们能够抓住了。
Oftentimes we grasp hold of him through prayer.
哦，我们对主耶稣要有很快的回应。
We must have a fast reaction to Jesus Christ.
哦，马上的说是。
We must quickly say yes.
哦，这常常也是在祷告里头能够有这么敏锐、这么快的回应。
And this is why often in prayer there can be a very quick reaction.
哦，所以祷告真的是很根本的啊，但是也是最重要的。
So even though prayer is very basic, it is also very important.
哦，我们都希望我们能够有信心的来向主耶稣回答是。
We all hope that we can say to Christ in faith, yes.
哦，所以我们在祷告上面继续努力，继续祈求。
So let us continue to work diligently and petition God in our prayers.
哦，所以今天有很多人他是相信依靠所谓的机会。
So here, and there are many. Oftentimes there are people who rely on opportunity.
哦，有很多的人是信靠这个有能力的人。
A lot of people rely on those who have power.
我们是信靠永不失败的主耶稣。
We rely on Jesus who never fails.
哦，我们现在一起来做祷告。
So we're going to pray together.
啊，求主耶稣 继续的啊来施恩帮助我们。
We pray that God will continue to give us grace and help us.
啊，求他的圣灵大大的充满我们。
That His Holy Spirit will fill in us greatly.
啊，我们也不要忘不啊不要忘记为那些正在求圣灵的我们的弟兄姐妹朋友来代祷。
Let's also not forget to pray for the brothers and sisters and friends who are still praying for the Holy Spirit.
哦，那我们也在祷告当中来求主耶稣加添我们的信心。
And in our prayers, we should ask God to give us more strength.
我们愿意接受按手的可以到前面来。
If you're willing to receive laying of hands, please come to the front to pray.